Oh my God.
Okay, so here's what just happened.
Why? Why is it over?
We just finished watching the Game of Thrones finale, season 7 finale.
Literally like 10 seconds ago.
It just ended 5 minutes-ish ago, mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
Should we just... This is going to be spoiler-laden.
Spoiler-laden. So if you didn't watch it live, don't watch it.
Right.
Watch.
This is your... This will appear
Warning.
For most people because we record our normal episode
Warning.
On Sunday at 2. We're recording this Sunday at 9:30. So
late.
For most of you who check our show feed at 9 in the morning when you wake up, this episode will be first. So if you do not care about Game of Thrones or you have not yet watched the episode, there is a new Seth and Colby episode waiting for you directly beneath this episode in
yes.
the feed. So I would listen to that first. If you don't care about Game of Thrones, you probably won't care about this episode, although
no.
we're still hilarious and handsome.
Yes.
So you might still care based
so
on
might.
That
yeah.
fact.
Yeah,
but
you could.
This is all going to be about Game
this
of Thrones.
Mainly Game of Thrones.
So I'm Seth. He's Colby.
I am.
We do a show. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get into it. All right. Where should we start? End?
Yes.
All right, let's just start at the end.
Stupid.
What? Really?
No, that was actually... I did expect it once I saw it, you know?
Right, you like weren't expect. Were you expecting the dragon
like,
to come
the
over
end.
The horizon?
Yeah.
And
as soon as
everybody.
I saw the White Walkers, yes, I knew the dragon was about.
Okay.
Well, I'll take that back. I didn't know if they were going to wait to show, like, the destruction of it until next...
Okay.
Next season, but yeah.
All right, so
awesome.
At the end of the episode,
awesome.
The White Walkers came running, riding in on Viserion,
mm-hmm.
right? That is Viserion, right? The one they take? I think it is.
Maybe.
Because...
We don't know things.
I'm pretty sure it's Viserion.
It was the green one.
And he rained down blue fire onto the wall.
Blue fire!
And basically,
eat
the wall fell... And the White Walkers just walked their happy old feet right across
yeah,
that
no,
torn down
no
wall.
No trouble at all. At all. With
no.
The,
they made it look easy.
Yeah. They got the dragon, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Yep. And why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
You're Borat.
Yeah, Borat.
So, yeah, the White Walkers have officially entered Westeros.
Yep. Well, I guess we did need to see that, but I didn't want it to be the last thing.
Well, okay, so what did you expect? Let's just maybe start there. Like, what are your immediate reactions to the episode
I'm
as a whole?
Pissed that the aunt and nephew had sex. So pissed.
You're mad about the boat sex?
Yes.
Here's.
Yes, I am.
Okay, what else?
Mad at Cersei for just being a dumb, selfish, dumb whore. I'm just mad.
Okay.
Let
Jamie's, it flow out, man.
Jamie's a badass. Way to leave. Just drop that bitch right there. Just mic drop.
Yep.
Walk out. When she threatens to kill you, yeah, that's kind of the end.
Well, that wasn't the first time she had threatened to kill him. It was the most direct
don't
time.
Don't threaten me again.
But
don't threaten me
again.
Okay,
what else? Like, keep letting it out.
Didn't see shit about Gendry. Guess no one cares.
Yeah, we didn't see him at all, did
we? Baratheon's not a great house.
I'm assuming he's at the wall, then.
Yeah, right?
I would assume he's at the wall.
Yep. We saw Thorotun.
Okay.
Thorotun.
Sure.
Thorinton. Red ginger
Tormund?
Bearded that one.
And Thorinton.
He was dead. He was on the side of the
you
wall
think he's
that
dead?
Crumbled. He was on the side of the wall. No, he's not dead.
You don't think he's
dead,
okay.
He's a fan
okay.
favorite. He's not dead.
Okay. Although they did leave it open now for Brienne and Jaime to get together, so Tormund and Brienne may be over.
Three-way.
Oh, God. That was a mental image I did not expect to have in my head. Thanks for that.
I wanted so much more to happen. That is my just takeaway.
So
I guess that's every Game of Thrones episode, but that's my takeaway.
So me and Colby... we are opposites on how we enjoyed this show. So I knew every detail about the season before we started watching the season.
Bastard.
My spoilers were 100% correct about what happened, not in the order that they happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Colby is here to give the naked eye impression of what exactly transpired. However, my analysis is probably a little more biased based on the fact that I knew what was going to happen from the beginning, and I'll tell you why. I think everything has been condensed to the last 40% of everything. So 90% of the crazy stuff that happened this season happened in the last 40% of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then every episode in that last 40% of the season, the crazy stuff that happened in the episodes was condensed to the last 40% of the episode.
Dude, that makes so much sense.
We spent, what, 40 minutes maybe, if not more than that, at the Dragon Pit with the Theon scenes.
God, the fucking Theon scenes!
With the,
You're kidding me!
I mean, we had a little bit of King's Landing in that opening part of the episode. But then in the last 20-30 minutes of the episode, we had epic boat sex, which they've been leading to the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Cersei's crazy speech and Jaime leaving.
Yep.
The dragon tearing down the wall.
Yep.
The twist where Littlefinger was the one who was going to get killed at the end.
So
and
good.
All of that happened in the last 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they could have dedicated more times to the final official confirmation that Jon Snow is in fact a Targaryen who is the true heir to the Iron Throne happened in a 45-second montage in the very end of the episode.
Of boat sex. With
right.
Sam and Bran just talking over it. Like
right.
Nothing's going on.
So I don't understand.
They made no big deal about the boat sex.
Oh, agreed.
Like, oh, here it is. Oh,
agreed.
And now it's gone.
I don't understand why they didn't take some episodes in the beginning of the season and do the Littlefinger bit.
1,000%.
Arya could have got back in the first or second episode. Then they could have killed Littlefinger in the third or fourth episode and that'd be done. Dedicate more time to the wall or whatever.
The beginning and be like, what scenes could they have fucking cut
right.
out?
Oh, I agree.
The ridiculousness.
It felt heavily backloaded. But with that critique in mind, everything that happened was awesome,
right?
And I think that's a credit to the actual show itself, is that our only complaint is that the awesome stuff that happened, I wish they would have focused more on it because
right.
it's so good. And I feel like they didn't pace it correctly.
No.
Every episode was a monumental event.
And it was like more, I don't know, mysterious-ish because, yeah, you didn't know for a fact what any characters were thinking at any given time.
Right.
You knew the motivations of Arya and Sansa and Littlefinger from the get-go.
In all honesty, okay, someone who's smarter and has more time than us will do this on YouTube, I'm sure. Someone can take the Winterfell scenes. Let's just take the Winterfell scenes this season after Jon leaves. The Sansa and Arya getting together and all of their scenes where the tension's rising and the Littlefinger scenes where he's talking to Bran and all this stuff. They took all those scenes. I guarantee you they're not the length of an entire episode.
Yeah.
They could have taken an episode and done the Winterfell episode and done that entire arc in a Winterfell episode.
Right.
And then the last episode could be more about the wall falling and even more about Cersei and Tyrion. Like, I feel like their conversation got cut short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did the typical movie thing where he goes, "You're pregnant." And he makes a big revelation. And then there's absolutely
cut to nothing.
Yeah. It's just a cut to, they worked it out. And then JK 20 minutes later, that was all a ruse too.
Yep.
They wasted a lot of our time in retrospect.
So much time.
And I feel like I noticed it more because I knew the entire time that the Arya Sansa thing was a ruse against Littlefinger.
Right.
I knew the entire time that Jaime was never going to agree. And so I wish that they would have done that betrayal stuff in earlier episodes and set that up earlier. So you just have that tension throughout the entire season. And then the last episode, all the bait and switches happen instead of doing half of the bait and switches in the season in the last episode of the season.
Right. Yeah, they definitely could have I don't know.
Well, because I don't.
Some
I mean,
stuff with the White Walkers towards the end. Focus on that in the last half of the season.
Well, I just think I agree because I just think like the things that happened at the beginning of the season with the loot train battle and Jon arriving at Dragonstone and will he, won't he bend the knee type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like all of that is very insignificant when compared to the last really two episodes of the season.
Right.
And because of that, it makes it feel like the first five episodes didn't weren't necessary.
Weren't necessary.
I mean, they didn't
further
the plot.
That's why I want to go back and rewatch. I don't really remember.
It doesn't feel...
I'm sure it builds to where we got to with the last two episodes.
But I wish they would have kept it building and done things slower.
Yeah.
Because the first five feel like Game of Thrones. Because I always got that feeling with Game of Thrones with, okay, we just watched an hour. One thing happened.
Right.
And it's felt that way since season one.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what makes
thing
it great.
Per episode. And then now it's like, the last half of this episode.
There's too much to break down.
All three scenes. Blue Dragon, boat sex, Jamie leaving. All three of those could have been episode enders. Like, here's the
Agreed.
Cliffhanger. Done. That's
I totally agree. I totally
That's
agree.
All you get in the episode, too, is just that.
Yeah.
But all three were crammed into the last frickin' episode, and it blows my mind as to the not stupidity, but kinda. Just cut up weird.
So, let's just talk about some of moments. You brought up Jamie, let's talk about that first.
Okay.
So, Jamie Lannister, he did in an episode, maybe three or four, when he met with Tyrion before the Dragon Pit scene. That must have been episode five, because in episode five they met, in episode six they went and got the white, episode seven they showed everybody.
Damn.
So, in episode five, when Jaime meets with Tyrion, that's the first time Cersei threatens him.
Right.
It's also, ironically, when she says she has a child.
Yep. He's like, oh, look at this. Another Lannister. I don't need my brother anymore. Goodbye.
Right. So he heads
Thank
off.
You are
she,
fired.
She actually threatens him. While she tells him, basically, that even though they agreed in the Dragon Pit that they would help fight the White Walkers alongside Daenerys and company.
Yes.
What were you just staring at?
I'm doing stupid stuff. Move on. Continue.
Okay. All right, weirdo. And she would go back on her word, let them duke it out alone, and then who's ever left, their army would take care of.
Yep.
And in the meantime, they would conquer the lands that were unguarded and uncontested and take over the bulk of Westeros again and rule them as they were meant to be ruled. And so she turned her back on that, even though she gave her word, and Jaime did not like that.
Yes. No one likes that. Who likes a liar?
Right.
No one likes a liar.
And
Quiet
so
Littlefinger's throat's cut.
That's right. And so Jaime basically says, I'm not going to go along with it. And then the Mountain steps up and he goes, are you going to kill me? And then she nods.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain pulls out his sword. Jaime goes, I don't believe you. Drops his golden hand and walks off. He doesn't really drop his golden hand, but that would have been awesome. Like, throws it at the Mountain.
No.
And then he walks off.
Why the
off.
Mountain didn't kill him is my question.
And then you see Jaime on his horse with King's Landing in the background as it begins to snow, and he's riding to God knows where.
God knows where, man.
I would assume he's going to ride north to join Jon Snow, right?
Brienne, going to Brienne.
That might be.
Or, yeah, maybe he's just going to intercede on Cersei's behalf and be like, yo, she's stupid. But if you spare her, I will fight for you and
so,
get our stuff.
How do you feel about Euron Greyjoy still being a part of the whole series?
Talk about the most undeserved character. Like,
right.
I get that his ball or dick, ball, everything got cut off.
No. Euron.
Fuck him, too.
The king guy.
Both. All of the
when
Greyjoys.
When he left the show.
Sink into the sea.
When he left the show, I was excited that he was leaving the show.
Yeah.
And now it turns out, no, he's going to be apparently an integral part of what will ultimately be a final battle in the next and final season.
So, yeah, I was wrong about that. I think they'll defeat the Night King.
Okay.
First, and then the big battle, the big season ender, is going to be Cersei versus everyone.
Okay.
Cersei versus
So you think that in this series, the ultimate buildup will not be Night King.
Now, no.
Even though the name of the song is the name of the book is A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yep.
You'd think it's going to be really a Battle of the Blondes.
Yep.
Okay. That's what you're going to you think that.
Yep.
I kind of agree with you. Logically, that makes sense. Because they have part of the problem is they've made Cersei so menacing and hated.
Yeah.
And the Night King has been so missing.
He's there.
He's bad. You know he's scary. You know he Kobe'd that dragon with his javelin. You know, won the Golden Rio and all that.
Come in!
You've seen the memes. But honestly, like,
the big bad is Cersei.
It's Cersei, right?
Like, she will destroy, like, I just have at her that the Dead King, White King, Night King.
Are you drunk? We had a few beers. How many beers did you have?
No, I'm good.
About 8.
Tired?
About 75 beers.
27.
Okay, Theon going back to get Yara, right?
Sure.
How do we think that's going to work out? Because I was trying to figure that out in my head when I was watching it. Like, is he just going to march into King's Landing and be like, yo, give it to me? You know, especially since there's, quote, a truce. And then if he goes and he discovers that none of the armies... By the way, at some point, Daenerys and Jon will figure out the Lannister armies never showed up.
Yep.
And they're going to know they were betrayed. I don't know how Cersei doesn't understand
that. They would just...
It's like, oh, they're missing. They'll probably just think they got stuck at the airport. Like, they're not going to show up and they're going to notice.
What would make her think that they would just you know, pause... Why wouldn't they just pause the White Walker battle and fuck her over when they can?
I assume her logic is they're going to be so busy fighting the White Walkers.
Oh, yeah. She saw one White Walker and knows the whole git of what's up there. She's such a dumbass!
Yeah. So, back to Greyjoy.
Uh-huh.
Theon.
Yes.
Is he just going to walk into King's Landing and demand Yara?
Yara is at the Iron Islands?
Okay.
Prisoner?
So you don't think he's going to King's Landing then? That's what your guess is. Okay.
I would think he's going to the Iron Islands, and then Euron's not going to be there. He's going to get the mercenaries or whatever.
But at the Dragon Pit, Euron told Theon, "I have Yara." So wouldn't he go to where Euron is?
Yeah,
of course. Also, the last time he saw Euron, he was heading back to the Iron Islands, wasn't he? I think that's what he said. He was heading to the Iron Islands, going to wait for everyone to die, and then they'd be the only one left.
Well, he just said in this episode that he had Yara, so that would make me believe that, well...
But also, at the Dragon Pit, he left.
Pretty darn close to Blackwater.
Well, right, but also in that episode, he left back to the Iron Islands.
Did he?
Yeah. Remember that's when he stomped off and he was a coward or whatever?
Yeah.
Were you
He could have just gone straight back to King's Landing.
Theon doesn't know that.
Right.
Theon only took him at what he knows, which is he's going back to the Iron Islands to hide from the White Walkers.
Right.
Okay.
It's a big old trick.
You've caught up. You've caught up now.
More wasted time with Theon, everybody.
That's what it is.
This is the biggest waste of shit.
And if you think about it, that whole ordeal with him calling Tyrion, making dwarf jokes, and him talking about Yara was just there so they could have a scene 30 minutes later about Theon getting closure with Jon Snow and leaving on the boat. That was the only reason that whole thing took place.
Yep.
Because...
I don't like it.
They could have left all that out, and Cersei could have been like, Euron Greyjoy went to Essos to get our golden men or whatever they're called, and he's going to come back. We don't need to see him leave or to be a big trick. They could have just wrote that in. So
it was just like it was more of here's Cersei. You know, maybe she's got to change her heart, but no, she's still just as evil as more evil than the Night King apparently. So
okay.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I wanted to... It should have ended this season.
With Cersei, you think?
Yep. Give me the last 3 episodes. Don't pack it into every single... Oh, God.
Well, there's going to be 6 episodes next season.
So pissed. Why?
If every episode next season, though, is as jam-packed as the last 2 of this season, it could be an insane season.
Yes.
So, do we have anything to say about Littlefinger? That was a byproduct of it being rushed, is that it felt kind of insignificant that he died.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, Littlefinger's no longer a story. Or maybe that's just because
they gave him nothing to fucking do this season.
Well, right, he hasn't been really a part of the quote, the game.
He's just been chilling in Winterfell when really he's the captain of whatever the fuck,
right.
You know?
Well, and even last season,
I'm here to get in Sansa's pants, give me that,
yeah,
give it to me. It's just like, go die. You're dead.
So he's dead.
Job.
I mean, there's not a lot to say about that.
Yep.
I mean,
I saw that coming.
Does that have any far-reaching implications?
No.
I don't even think it does,
like he
right?
has no ties or endings or anything like that. We saw nothing with the Red Woman. We saw nothing with Varys. Saw nothing with Gendry.
Yep. We got a little bit of Podrick and Bronn. Did you think anything about Bronn and Podrick going off to drink? Did you think that was interesting? because they kind of made it seem like it was something because Brienne gave a weird look, Jaime gave a little word.
They were just leaving with another. But that ultimately had nothing to do with anything.
Exactly. But ultimately, nothing. Yeah, so no. Is that just a bait and switch that the writers gave us just to make us crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't care about Littlefinger.
Nope.
What else do we want to talk about in general about this episode? Because, I mean, the episode was really Dragon Pit scene where Cersei agreed to help eventually, and then she later reneged.
It was just all worthless.
Littlefinger died. The White Walkers burst through the walls. We found out the lineage of Jon Snow, which we've unofficially known forever, it feels like, at this point. Jon Snow and Daenerys had sex, which, again, we've kind of known that was going to happen, at least for this season.
They rushed it so hard. Well, this is the most forced relationship I've ever seen in TV.
Well, you said that earlier on the show.
Like that.
You said
that
earlier.
It's so forced. They just met. I get that it's been fortnights or what the fuck ever, but you don't show that. It's been like 3 weeks. I don't
know. Fortnights.
It's ridiculous. They should have. I would have hated it personally, but they should have done every other week if they had less than 10 episodes. Just to spread it out.
That's the dumbest
thing I've
ever
heard. Just to give
it
more time to make it feel like in between each episode, more time has passed. That makes sense to me.
So, real life time equals it feeling longer in time? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Duh. That's why there's 10 episodes instead of 7 every damn season, because you need more than, you need 3 more weeks to tell your story.
Needed 3 more weeks to tell this story. I do believe. And I feel like we're being overly negative to a show that we actually really liked.
It was so good.
It's just there's... I don't think it's fair for us to have... This be the 7th season of a show that we've been obsessed with, essentially. And everything that the last 6 seasons have been building to happened in this season. And it feels underwhelming because
it's just happened
it happens so fast you almost can't appreciate half of it.
Yep.
And I think the biggest, to me, the biggest culprit of this is Jon's lineage, where it happened literally in a minute, maybe it was definitely less than 5 minutes.
Wild boat sex!
Five-minute scene of, you know, them explaining that Jon's a Targaryen while the Targaryens are having sex with each other.
I would have liked to see more of the past, not just the marriage.
Agreed. It's just
like some other relationship or something.
That, I think what you just said is a perfect example. So we saw the vision of Lyanna Stark giving birth to Jon Snow already.
Yep.
2 seasons ago?
End of season 6.
It might have been
5.
Yeah, I think it might have been the end of season 5.
I don't even know.
But either way, it's been a while. And we saw that scene and they purposely made her whisper his name and, you know, all this stuff, and they left it questionable. And then the payout is a 30-second scene.
Yep. It's stupid.
That's the stuff, that's the money shot. That's what we've been waiting 7 years for, and it just feels so rushed, and I don't understand why they're doing it like that.
And then also, you've known it for 2 seasons or whatever, and you're like, okay, Jon's a Targaryen. This is going to be crazy. Oh, wait. Is he about to have sex with his aunt? He's having sex
with
his aunt.
You're really hung up on the incest part.
He is having sex with his aunt right now. You didn't need to write that in. Either make him not a Targaryen. God damn it.
Well, and I don't know why Tyrion was looking at the door.
Oh, like, well, this is messed up.
Can't believe this is happening. Like, wouldn't he be happy that this alliance
that
would be forming, right?
Yeah, right? That's what he wanted with the whole air talk.
Right. So I don't know
it's
why
like
he's disapproving.
Or maybe he's like, uh-oh, this might not be good. He might hurt her. She might not have a lizard baby. Like, who knows what would come of that? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm disappointed.
Let's talk.
A new one next week.
There isn't. And if the rumors are true, there might not even be one next year.
Yeah.
So that sucks. What about next season? What do you expect to happen? Have we covered this episode? Should we do speculation now?
Sure. Speculation would be everything that needs to happen will happen.
Okay, so what would be everything that needs to happen?
Everything that needs to happen.
Which would be what?
It's as simple as that.
It's not simple at all. It's not helpful at all.
Jon and Daenerys will have a baby.
Okay.
Cersei will die.
Okay.
The Night King will be defeated.
Okay.
Or Bran will become the Night King and then not be evil.
Let's talk about first episode, maybe. Because I think we all know the next season's basically going to be...
the end of the... yeah.
Just it's what Night King loses, yeah. Cersei loses, mm-hmm. someone takes the Iron Throne. What
is
do we,
it Jon or Daenerys?
That's a big question. Personality-wise, I feel like Jon Snow would be like, I don't want it. And then right. Daenerys, personality-wise, would be like, well, it's not rightfully mine.
Mm-hmm.
So she won't want it. Maybe the kid sits on it.
Maybe, and then maybe just, here, Cersei, you can have it. Screw it.
Cersei, you know what? You really want it.
Yeah, you really wanted it, huh?
I mean, first episode,
we'll
I would assume...
melt you to it.
They're going to find out immediately that the White Walkers have broken down the wall, right?
Yep. That's got to happen.
I mean,
also,
if
Sam
they're marching,
got to tell John needs to go back to Winterfell.
I would think that's going to happen in the first episode also, right?
Go back to Winterfell.
So are they going to you think they'll shrug aside all the sweet reunions of all the Starks reuniting because the urgent news of the White Walkers heading past the wall is going to be interrupting?
Yeah. I mean, Winterfell's pretty damn close to the wall.
Well, what did they say? It's like a 2-week ride, I think, or something
it's
like that?
Not long.
So the White Walkers would probably take him about 45
probably
years.
Probably get there before Jon and everybody gets back from King's Landing.
Let's see. In a map of Westeros, Jon Snow went from Dragonstone on the southeast corner of Westeros to the very northeast corner of Westeros in an episode. And the Night King made it from 5 feet above East March to 4 feet above East March. In what, a 3 seasons? So as fast as the White Walkers move, they may not even arrive before
that's
the show ends.
That's true. They do move slow.
They don't
apparently.
Call them White Runners for a reason, right? Am I right?
Walker.
They're walkers.
The puns.
Yeah, you get it?
They're just raining.
So what do you say, man?
Oh, God.
Jon Snow back, learns about his lineage. Do you think he believes it? How do they prove it? That's the real question. How do they prove it to Daenerys? Because Bran Stark saying, I'm the Three-Eyed Raven 15 times is not going to make it so people believe
that
he is he could tell the future.
I mean, if he tells
them
their past.
I mean, Sam just immediately believes, is that a past you can go back to? Like, he wouldn't be like, what?
You're telling me what? You're telling me he's not Ned Stark's bastard and that he's a Targaryen? What?
And you're telling me you can go back in the past and see the past?
I mean, it's Westeros. He's read some books.
Dude, no one believes the Army of the Dead is real.
Yeah,
but the guy could believe that the Vision and the Three-Eyed Raven is real. Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, Sam's pretty gullible. Let's be honest.
He is kind of dumb.
So
let's not call him gullible. Let's call him what he is.
Okay.
He's dumb. So, okay. So how do they convince Jon Snow? That's got to happen in the first
Bran's
episode, right?
Tell him like some
or do you
words
think
that he's spoken in private, like you guys already had sex. I know it.
Like,
I saw you do that.
Do you
and
think
and
that,
it was pretty wrong. That
you
was incestual.
That,
you should not do that.
You got to let go of the incest. Do you think that they'll keep Jon's lineage from Jon until the last few episodes of the season? And then they deal with that debacle of Daenerys? John
they
until
could,
the end of the season.
Because
I could easily see them having that be the piece of drama that happens after the battle. I could easily see the first 1 through 3 episodes being a battle and then the last 3 being a political drama that closes out the series. Thoughts?
That is typical Game of Thrones styles. They have the big battle episode 9, then they have like some talks and tie-ups and hangovers.
The reason I think this is because of what you said. You said that one of the cast members, it was either the guy who plays Jorah Mormont,
Boatman.
I like hearing you think of names.
Boatman.
I just want you to
what
say
what was his name? Wait. Snail something?
Snail? Gale the Snail.
No, what was his name?
It was Gale the Snail.
Help me!
I don't want to.
Davos!
There you go! Are you talking about the fermented crab?
No. He's got a name that Stannis' daughter called him.
Okay, sure. Davos. Anyway, I came up with this because of you. Davos or Jorah Mormont, whichever one.
It was Davos.
Said that they wanted to give us 3 extra episodes this season, 10 full episodes,
yes.
Like a normal season, and then give us 3 to close it out. But they decided to do 3 episodes next season and 3 the season after, so we actually would get 3 extra, right?
No.
Is that what he said?
What?
Oh, yeah, no,
this season was supposed to be 10 episodes.
Sorry, I explained that
That's
terribly.
It. That's
this,
it.
The last three episodes
they
of this season were supposed to close
the last three
out.
Of this season and are going to add them
you're
in
right.
next season along with an additional three. So
even though I didn't say that.
Extra three episodes.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
Okay, so with that knowledge in mind, here's why I think our theory about the next three being a battle and the three after being a political drama is true, is because if they were going to close out the last three episodes of this season, then they only had three episodes to do the battle for Westeros, the battle for King's Landing, and then an episode about the aftermath.
Right.
So they're going to take that, and they're going to spread it across six episodes.
Yeah, two episodes each.
I could see the first episode being prep for the Battle of Westeros against the Night King, the second episode being the actual battle, the third episode being the aftermath of that battle and the preparation of the battle against Cersei, the fourth episode being that battle, the fifth episode being the aftermath of that battle and the plan of the throne, and the sixth episode being the conclusion to the show.
Yep.
That's that to me seems like the
That's
logical
really
outline
bad thing
of the
about
thing.
This whole shit is because the Game of Thrones used to be so big you couldn't predict what's coming, and that was kind of the get
exactly.
Of it.
And now we know it's
just
there's
so
only
small,
right.
There's only so many things you can go with.
And again, I think that is amplified by how fast they are moving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at one point,
because when you
there's
start,
conclusions to everything. So
well, yeah, but once you start
sometime.
Moving this fast, it feels so easy to focus on where they're going.
Right.
Where if
main,
they were going slower, they
elements.
Could give us separate... like, you're telling me that when The Winds of Winter finally comes out, which is about, like, season 5 and 6, it's going to be this thick.
Right.
There's going to be a ton of stories in there that the show doesn't cover.
Oh, 1,000%.
Same thing with these last two seasons with the last book.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I guess because the book isn't written, the showrunners are having trouble coming up with these tertiary stories, and but then again, maybe we'd be mad that they were doing tertiary stories because I could remember like back in the past, like all
we
the
just
stuff
got so
with,
pissed about Greyjoy being in this episode,
right? Exactly, that's a great tertiary stuff. But the only reason we're mad about Greyjoy, in my opinion, is because they crammed everything that meant to happen into one episode.
Yeah, and we
they could have done the Greyjoy
more.
Stuff 2 episodes ago. Mm-hmm. He could have talked to Jon. Before he left to get the white, he could have taken the Iron guys up to the thing to get Yara before they got the white.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that what's-his-face, Euron, said she's alive didn't mean anything because I believe in the prior episodes he had already said we don't know she's dead.
Right.
He could have this change of heart, this attack of conscience anytime in this season and go and do it. They didn't need to save it for the finale.
Well, they needed, you know, the uncle yelling at him like he was a kid again and he didn't like it or whatever. I don't know. And the whole part where
he could have
like,
done that in anything.
In the dick like 4 times, and there was no dick.
Yeah, we get it. Ha ha. There's no dick.
And that was so. Oh, God.
Just we don't.
That was in the finale of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
The finale.
Season finale, not the series.
The season finale. Still, the finale episode. They saved the Greyjoy's got no dick joke. You're telling me that? That's so dumb.
I mean. That seems about right.
That's so stupid.
All right, guys. So, anything else you want to cover?
Stupid.
I mean, that's our general reaction.
Great. If you
Raw
don't watch Game of Thrones,
and
watch
unfiltered.
It. It's good, but for fans right now, it's shit because it's moving too quick.
And it's over.
And it's over now.
Yeah, Colby's actually just mad that there's no more.
Yep.
He's like a scorned lover.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. They burned me. I'm burnt. I'm burnt.
You're burnt like Viserion.
I'm very burnt.
All right, guys. Well, I think unless you have anything else to say, we'll wrap it up. You got anything else? Any final thoughts?
Game of Thrones. It's getting more and more predictable the more, you know, more and more it goes on. But,
All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. If you're on YouTube, we'd love to hear your comments about this actual show. So if you have comments you want to share, please share them. I'm sure our show on Thursday, when we have some more time to digest, we will discuss the finale and maybe the next season a little bit more on our Thursday episode, and we'll discuss your YouTube comments then. So if you leave some comments, we'll talk about them. But guys, thanks for watching. We're Seth and Colby. We do a podcast on twitch.tv/SethandColby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. You can also subscribe to the audio podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. You get all these links and more at SethandColby.com, and we'll see you guys later.
Ba-ba-ba.
Bye-bye.